This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Our buzzword today is cravings. Cravings. We're talking cravings.
Well, good afternoon, Melbourne. We are finally talking cravings. We apologise for that technical hiccup there. I think due to it being something like 40 degrees outside, we've had a bit of a panel meltdown, but all is well, and you are not hearing the gorgeous voice of Pete Dillon. Today you will have Russ Masterton and Joe Pryor from the Escape Pod. We are going to talk about food instead of travel. Now, Russ, where did you eat this week in Melbourne?
I can't tell you how excited I am about living in Melbourne. Joe, we know how to do it here in Melbourne.
Even when our feet are sticking to the ground.
I tell you what, we couldn't get this panel to work today and our Mr. Newsy next door is still waiting to read the news. But we're here not to talk about the news, we're here to talk about food. And today I want to talk about Harley House. Have you heard of Harley House, Joe?
Are there motorbikes?
No, there aren't. I wish there were, but unfortunately not. Harley House is a Peruvian restaurant at the top of town. Now, it's owned by Asha Keddie's husband. Dare I drop a name?
Go on, drop one.
Asha Keddie's husband. I repeat. We went to this restaurant on a bit of a Christmas party with my work, Christmas peeps, and we loved it.
Do you mean you're on a bar crawl?
Look, you know, I don't like to advertise the fact that I do love the odd bar crawl. But anyway, yes, we may have done that, Joe. But what I really liked about this place was the decor, the food, the staff, everybody was right into it.
And the pisco sours, no doubt.
Oh, I tell you what, we know how to have a good time when we're on a pub crawl, Joe. No, this Peruvian restaurant is really groovy. It's hip-hop and happening. It's hipsterville. And we sat there and we had
How the hell did you get in?
Well, you know, growing a beard. Excuse me, Joe.
Yeah, okay. Point taken. Yeah, no special hair.
I take it I'm not as hipster as you, but I'm trying my best. I've got my corduroy shorts on today. It's all happening here at Joy.
And they're horizontal corduroy.
That's right. Harley House, I highly recommend. We had some delightful chicken, beef and fish dishes and they were exquisitely prepared and small dishes, but we just loved it. The waiting staff were attentive, dare I say, extremely good looking. In fact, one of the girls I work with tried to take one of them home. But we were full on this relatively small meal, inexpensive, and totally loved it. Mind you, we all were a bit loud and a bit ruckus, and we did ask, "Where's Asha?" when we walked in the door. But other than that, it was a very young, hip and happening crowd at Harley's House, excuse me, at the top of town. And I dare you to go if you're a groovy joyness listener.
All right, I've noted it down. I will add it to the 2016 list.
Now,
I don't
Joe,
think I'm going to get there before then.
You are the consummate queen of eating out. Give us the rundown of your eating details this week.
I have to hold my hand up and say right now that I actually ate at the establishment that our special guest organises the menu and all of the food in as the executive chef, but it wasn't planned that way. So I'm declaring the conflict now, but at no time did I know when I was dining at Botherambo in Swan Street, Richmond, where I think the rest of the world dines when they're on their way to a concert, Tina Arena Concert Hall. So it wasn't planned that way.
Tina Arena Concert
Hall. Isn't that what it's called?
Rod Laver.
That's it. I knew it was called something.
We're a bit mad here today, in case you can't tell. It must be
weather.
Christmas.
It must be. So our special guest in Cravings today is Cam McManamy. Cam, welcome.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me.
We are delighted to have you. Now, you are the executive chef at Botherambo, and I am sure there are people listening out there who are saying, that is the place that I just can't get a seat in because I don't take reservations, and every time I turn up at 7:30, I have to stand in line. Is that the right place?
That's the place. It certainly has been busy.
Yes, because you are in just that particular precinct, aren't you, in Swan Street, where you get hammered when there's something on at the G, if there's something on at Amy Stadium, if there's something on the Tina Arena Place, if they're playing tennis, if they're playing music. They have to walk past you, don't they?
That's us, yep.
Whoa.
We're in a good spot.
You certainly are. Now, what's Bother Rambo's genre? Where does it fit within Melbourne's food cuisine?
I think it's based on Thai and Vietnamese street food. It's very clean, very authentic. It's just good quality food, use of good produce. That's where we're at.
And you've got a bit of a passion, haven't you, for the way that you deal with chili flavours?
I'm a bit of a chili fan.
You're a bit of a chili whisperer, I think. You can make chili go either way.
It's all about balance as well, though, obviously.
It's not a crying chili, is it?
A crying chili?
Yeah, I'm not good with a crying chili. In fact, I loved your food. I got roped into a lunch there with Joe and her dad, and I tell you what, I was really surprised. I loved it. The chili for me was just a little bit much. I asked for a gallon of water afterwards, but it wasn't obscene or anything nasty. I'm just not used to chili, I guess. Yeah,
we have had to dumb it down a little bit for Richmond, to be honest.
Well, that's where we're from. Yes.
I'd like it to be hotter, but you know, Richmond's not quite ready for that, I don't think.
No. Yeah.
But your crying tiger beef is something that's quite spectacular, isn't it? You've got an extra cleaver in your knife kit now,
don't you? I do. It's a Marco Pierre White signed cleaver.
Well, that's just nothing. That's just something you pick up at the Camberwell Market on a Sunday morning.
Can I play dumb and ask what a cleaver is? This is an award? Something fabulous,
it's a big
is it?
Fuck off knife.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You know the big knife, the one that's got the big blade?
Yes.
Yeah, that's.
I know what a cleaver is, but it's an award, right?
It's a Marco Pierre White award, yes, for a very special dish.
It was part of
we've got
an
royalty.
MLA, Meat and Livestock Australia award. We submitted an image of a dish,
yep.
And we won a national competition on the back of the image.
Fantastic. And it is delightful. It's great to look at, but it's even better to eat.
Yeah, it's good. It's traditional Thai street food. And it's really good. We use Cape Grim beef, which is a really good product. It's a lovely dish.
Yes, I'm guilty of it. Well, I think it's about time that we now go to a break so that we can say thank you to all the wonderful people that sponsor Cravings.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution.
Here's the solution.
Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Bonjour, I am Gabriel Gatte. You are listening to Cravings with Peter Dillon on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9, but there's no Pete Dillon. You've got Russ Masterton, Joe Pryor, and our special guest today, Cam McManamy, in the studio. And that, of course, was Carl Douglas with Kung Fu Fighting. I do remember seeing that song being performed by some Thai musicians in the Bangkok market. It was hysterical. It took my breath away. It really did.
That would have been awesome.
Yes, because they were all trans. Yeah. So it was fantastic.
Were they?
And they were trying to sew short skirts at the same time.
Was there a sex factor in there at all? Or?
Possibly if you had stayed around.
I
kept walking. Now, Cam, you love Asian food. I mean, let's face it, you are a white guy who cooks Thai amazingly.
Thank you.
So how has that happened? Where's your love of Thai and Asian flavours come from?
It's just obviously it's a beautiful cuisine, but it's quite a technical cuisine as well, Thai in particular.
Yeah, and people don't think that. They think you just chuck it all in.
No, it's not the case. It's all very, very much relying on balance, obviously. I just kind of fell into it. I was kind of classically trained. And I've always loved Asian flavours and just gravitated naturally towards that.
So being classically trained, who do you go to for training in Asian cuisine? I'm imagining it may not be what it used to be, William Anglis.
No, certainly not. A lot of research, people like David Thompson, Andy Richter in particular, are very good at what they do in terms of Thai cuisine. Travelling through the region a bit, obviously has helped. And then, once again, research and training yourself pretty much.
Now, speaking of training, you've got a new addition to the family a little while ago. You're a proud dad. How's the palate going with the youngster?
She's great. She eats everything.
She's two now, is that?
18 months now. Yeah. We've really been trying to keep her away from processed foods, so she'll eat everything we eat. Obviously no chili just yet, but we'll work on that. But it's a natural diet.
She'll be taking sriracha chili sauce, do you think, to preschool?
Yeah, she'll be smashing ghost peppers in no time. No, she's awesome.
I love it. It sounds great, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And you've managed to now bring your cuisine sort of full bore into Bothirambo.
Yep.
What's the best thing about working in a restaurant that gets that busy?
Obviously, your hands are full, and I get to go work with some great people. But once again, the produce, to be able to use the produce that I'm able to use and to bring that to people and to the market, I'm very fortunate.
So does that mean that we're growing a lot of the ingredients that you need for your menu here locally?
Certainly. I think most of the more exotic stuff comes out of the Northern Territory and Northern Queensland, obviously, because of the climate.
Yes, we don't have too many rambutan trees down here,
no,
do we?
No, certainly not.
Yeah. So you've travelled through Thailand, obviously.
Yes.
What's your favourite part of...
The streets of Bangkok.
Yes, okay.
The street food on the streets of Bangkok, Sukhum Viet, Silom, down near Sathon, just the vibe and yeah, the streets of Bangkok for me. I love Chiang Mai too. Chiang Mai's pretty cool.
Now, I used to be one of those crazy old travel agents that would tell people, oh, don't eat street food, it's not good for you, you'll get sick. But it's actually quite the opposite these days, isn't it?
Certainly. You've got to be smart about it. Yeah. Obviously, if you see a shop doing or a store doing high volume, that's obviously going to be safer than something that's not. So as long as you're clever. And if you're eating at lunchtime, there are so many people on the streets that the turnover's huge, so it's pretty hard to get sick.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you've brought some of your ideas back from your trips to Thailand? Is that right, Cam?
Like Sayulana, which is a Chiang Mai-style sausage, or Sai Krok Isan, which is a more Isan-style sausage. We make all those in-house. Grilled pork, mu ping, all the stuff that I've seen on the streets and eaten on the streets, we translate into a more refined cuisine at Bothirambo, yeah.
And I was just going to say, we know that when people travel, they want to try it when they get home.
Yep.
You know, not so much bungee jumping, but they certainly like the idea of trying the food that they've had. And we're coming up to that time of year. I mean, Christmas is only a few days away now, and then we'll have New Year's Eve when people probably put the most time into entertaining and doing their own catering than they do at any other time of the year.
Certainly.
And in Melbourne, as we all know, it can be chilly or it can be warm come Christmas Day. But we've got fairly good indicators from the Bureau of Meteorology that it's going to be hot. So with that in mind, how do you think people could slide some of their Asian flavours into what we normally have as Christmas fare?
I think obviously seafood's a go-to for me. And then I'll probably couple that with some nice light salads, some green papaya, some green mango, chili, obviously.
Now, you say, herbs. You know, green papaya, like everyone can do a shredded green papaya salad, but how do you do it? Or do you go to a YouTube channel?
No. You could. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, you just peel it and grate it, essentially. You can buy a little grater at a good Asian supermarket.
Can you put it through the grater on your food processor?
Absolutely.
When you peel it? Yeah.
Yeah, just peel it, get the seeds
out. Just like just like carrots, just when you...
Certainly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it brings lovely texture. Obviously herbs and shallot and green onion for a bit of complexity. But probably beer can chicken for me would be a good idea.
Now, I think I've had something like that in Vietnam.
Certainly.
And I think I've had that in Vietnam too.
It was a little black chicken. It was a spatchcock that was inside a chicken can.
No.
That had been steamed with special herbs.
You insert the beer can into the cavity of the chicken.
Oh, no, this is totally different. Right, okay. So we're talking normal-sized chicken.
Yep. So like a 15. And then you can get a 500ml beer can, pour about half of that out.
Now, obviously it would have to be craft beer because we're in Melbourne.
I'd usually go Stella. It's a nice clean flavour.
Goodness, yeah. Okay.
This man's got taste.
But does Stella come in a can?
You can get a 500ml Stella.
Right, okay, yep.
That'd be my go-to.
Okay.
You pour about half out and you insert the can into the cavity and you put the chicken in a preheated barbecue, like as hot as you can get it, and it takes about 20 minutes, half an hour, and it's done.
So What happens with the metal in the cavity of the chicken?
Well, obviously the beer evaporates.
And okay, so you just so you don't have to pierce holes in the can at all?
You just you open the can. Obviously.
Yeah, just open it.
Yeah, and the beer evaporates and steams the chicken from the inside and the and the barbecue roasts it from the outside.
I think I've just found our Christmas lunch.
Yeah.
How good is
Russ's
that?
Russ's eyes have just lit up. I mean, wow. I don't know how many Stellas you're going to have before you get the barbecue hot enough.
Can you believe it? We're having a barbecue on Christmas Day and I've just, thank you, Cam, I've come up with our with our main course. You're wonderful.
Okay, so let's keep going then. What do we do next?
Probably Namjim Sap or Nok Charm.
Okay, so that is, let's
Namjim
translate
Sap's
that.
A simple Thai dipping sauce, and Nok Charm's the Vietnamese equivalent.
So that Thai dipping sauce, is that the one that has some fish sauce?
Fish sauce, lime juice, sugar, chili, garlic, all pureed up and put together, yeah.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for dipping with the chicken, I imagine.
Yep. And then some fresh herbs, maybe some lettuce cups, some sticky rice if you can be bothered.
So lettuce cups were sort of looking like San Chao Bao kind
exactly.
of thing?
Yeah, just wrap and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple.
Excellent. And with the seafood, what would be your go-to?
Whole prawns. I would barbecue whole prawns.
Okay, so buy them green?
Green, whole, yep.
Yep,
and
okay.
then just on the barbie, and obviously when they're done, off they come, and lovely tactile experience.
Yep.
Yeah, good for the family.
Okay.
Cam, I have to ask, what is that fabulous big crystallised biscuity...
Rice crackers.
Rice cracker that you guys serve. It's just, it looks extraordinary when it comes out to the table. I thought, when I first saw it, I thought, wow, look at this.
They're just rice crackers. We deep fry them. We serve them with with a lemongrass chili jam that we make in-house and some herbs. They're a great starter, a nice way to break the ice and get people, you know, into the experience.
And they look amazing, don't they?
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
And Cam, where do you... You obviously get inspiration from the way the seasons change and the different ingredients that are available. But how do you come up with your dishes? Because they're an interpretation of traditional Thai and Vietnamese and Cambodian everything dishes. How do you come up with a new dish?
A lot of it's based on authentic cuisine. And then I just try and refine it and see how much polish I can give it, whether that's using technology or new toys or... water baths, for instance, and stuff like that. But just trying to take street food to another level, I guess.
And are you happy with what you've created so far at Bother Rambo? Have you got a sense of completeness there, or is there an urge to keep pushing?
You always want to keep pushing and try and better yourself. So, yeah, certainly want to keep pushing. Once again, I go back to produce. It's all about kind of combining really good produce with technique and authentic recipes.
Well, stay tuned. You're in Cravings on Joy 94.9 and we'll be back after a short break.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Dan Churchill from MasterChef. You're listening to Cravings on Joy 94.9.
You are indeed listening to Cravings on Joy 94.9 with Russ Masterton, Joe Pryor and our special guest, Cam McManamy. It will just roll off the tongue soon.
But he is here from the best restaurant in 3121.
He is. Well, one of them.
One, okay, all right. You're going to take it first. I think the best.
I think there's definitely... We talk about different cuisines.
Yes.
But if we are talking about the Thai food, I think we definitely would crown Bother Rambo. And crowning Bother Rambo within a year, Cam, it really has just been 12 months, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was 3 weeks ago, 12 months.
So what's it been like getting through the first year?
It's been pretty crazy. The unknown's always a bit of a weird one, so it's nice to not have that anymore.
But what was the big thing that bit you on the bum?
I think we had the cricket and the soccer and the tennis. That first January was crazy, even December. So that was the big one.
You guys looked pale when I would walk past. I'd go, what goes on in there? Because they just look really pale.
We were certainly running. It was good.
So now that you've got through... Oh, gosh, we didn't talk about the song that we just played, which was Thundercat, Them Changes. Cam?
Yes.
Why did you choose Thundercat?
He's a bass player, vocalist and producer that I just really enjoy. And it's just good music.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was a cool track for a hot day.
I could see our receptionist bopping away to that song. He was loving every minute of it.
Yeah, we love receptionists that bop. Now, back to first year in business. I mean, it's trying for anybody, but it's been a runaway success. that has obviously allowed you now to consider other ways of doing business. And you've got a new dish that you'll be putting on the menu that is pretty special.
Yeah, we've combined with an organisation called Yume.
Yume.
Y-U-M-E. They're all about sustainability and waste minimisation. So we got in contact with them or vice versa, and they provided us with some Greenvale Farm pork, which we used for a salad dish, and that'll go on the menu. Yeah.
So how did you get to the point of being able to take on something like that? Did Yume come to approach you, or was it the other way around?
Yume approached us and just offered us, you know, to be part of a trial for their new project. So we've got access to their website, and you can go online and see what they've got and purchase it online, and then know that you're helping to reduce food wastage and increase sustainability in the industry.
Which is pretty important, Russ, because there's an awful lot of food waste in the first world.
I could imagine.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I could absolutely imagine. You know what I liked about your place is that I feel as though that I could bring anybody in there. So it's not... If, for me, it was sort of like it's in a cool part of town. The cuisine is fantastic. What did you do to design the menu?
Nathan and I went through a consultation process, and we worked out exactly kind of what we wanted to do.
I think when a chef says consultation process, that could mean I wanted one thing, he wanted another.
As the chef won.
Yeah. No, we're on the same page. We're on the same page.
You are too.
Yeah. So we had a fair idea of what he wanted, and so did I, and it was very similar. So it wasn't that big a stretch, and we just worked out the demographic and what we thought would work and what wouldn't work, and whittled it down to the menu we've got at the moment.
Because you're right, you could take anybody there, and that's what I must say I liked about it, is that, yes, you walk in and different times of the day or night, because it's almost, you do lunch and dinner 7 days a week,
yes,
don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're kind of also open in between the lunch and dinner service.
And we've got a Vietnamese express lunch, which is banh mi and bun and stuff like that.
Now, that's something new that you guys have just done.
Yeah, it's about 3 months old now, which is a roaring success. So it's more aimed at the creatives and the office workers around the 3121 area. Light and quick and healthy.
Yep.
Good, it's working well.
That's terrific.
And what I like about it is, you know, you walk through the door, it's light, it's bright, it's a friendly atmosphere, the staff are prompt, and you feel as though you're being well catered for the whole time you're in there.
Now, it's interesting you say that, because we have had an email from a regular customer who has asked us to mention Ingrid.
Okay.
As the hostess with the mostess.
Yep.
And so, she's pretty damn good looking too, isn't she?
She is phenomenal. Her background is Mexican and...
Mexican-Swiss.
That's right. Yeah. Now, she's Mexican cool. Swiss, so you've just got gorgeous blonde hair with stunning olive skin. So a big shout out to Ingrid, because she does do a fantastic job.
She does do a good job. I loved the service I got there. I thought it was brilliant. I think that's the key to the success, really, of that place. I must admit, I have only been there once, but my initial reaction was, I loved the friendliness of the staff, the professionality of everybody, and then the food was just sort of like, wow, why didn't I know this place was here? I should be screaming out to everybody in the area, get down here now.
How long has it taken, Cam, to get the team together, you know, in terms of front of house and kitchen?
She's been there since day one with Nathan and I, and then Nick joined very soon after that. My Sue Ryan joined about the same time, so it all happened pretty quickly. There's been a little bit of turnover, but that's the industry. But we've got some really good key people there now, which is nice. It's a luxury.
And I think that's perhaps something that people don't understand when they are dining, is that in order for you, Russ, to have that wow experience and for that to be consistent, it takes, you know, an enormous amount of skill, both front of house and in the kitchen. And they have to sort of Wonder Wind powers have to activate.
Absolutely.
Every day for every service.
Yeah. And that's what you get there. You do. What's your favourite dish, Cam?
The jungle curry.
Oh,
love it.
Is that what you had, Joe? I'm sure you had something. You did have a curry that day.
Can I just say, if you have the jungle curry, please make sure you bring extra either Kleenex or lots of extra handkerchiefs, because if you have any sinusitis or hay fever or anything like that, you will not have it when you leave. It just completely cleans that nasal passage. Doesn't it? Come on, it's pretty hot.
It's hot, but it's authentic. It's not true. Chili Hero hot. It's authentic.
You can still taste the layering of the flavours.
Exactly.
How do you get that to happen? Because with your curries in particular, they are beautifully layered. So what's the key to getting that?
A good recipe, obviously.
Following it?
Yes. it's just about balance and having a good palate. I would suggest not smoking if you're going to cook that kind of food.
You mean personally not like what? Smoking in the kitchen? Or?
Cooks, in full stop.
Right, yes. Yeah. Yep.
It's all about a good palate and a good recipe.
Mm. Well, we might have to get you to share some with the Cravings listeners.
Certainly.
We might have to put a recipe up on the website.
Are you guys open over Christmas New Year?
We're closed Christmas Day, and then we're closed from the 28th to the 4th.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
A little bit of a break.
So you can go there if you're going to the Boxing Day test.
Yes.
But the 28th is the public holiday, isn't it, that's being gazetted instead of Boxing Day? Is that right?
Sunday's the 28th, I believe, and then Monday's the 29th.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Monday the 29th. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Well, I can tell you one thing for sure. I turn 50 next month, and, you know, I'm still having 50 therapy, but my plan is I'm going to Bali for the big celebration, but I think I'm going to have a little gathering at Butherambo because I know we're going to get good food and good service there. So that's my plan of attack.
Certainly good. And what are you going to be doing for those few days off, Cam?
House sitting for a mate.
Fantastic. Whereabouts?
Down in Hampton.
Ah, lovely. Northern Tasmania.
What?
That's what I call Northern Tasmania. Okay. And it's outside the red zone of the Melways.
Okay, whatever.
You know, I can't go.
Is it zone 2 or zone 3?
I don't know what zone it is. It's out there.
It's a lovely house with a lovely pool. And I'll be hanging out with my wife, Karina, and my daughter, Grace, and taking it easy for a bit.
Oh, lovely. That sounds pretty terrific. Mm. And no doubt thinking of new dishes.
Yes.
We're going to go to a short break in Cravings.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hi, this is Dan Churchill from MasterChef. You're listening to Cravings on Joy 94.9.
Good afternoon. You are definitely listening to Cravings on Joy 94.9. It has hit 40 degrees in Melbourne. You've got Russ Masterton, Joe Pryor, and our special guest today, the executive chef from Butherambo, Cam McManamy. Cam, tell us about Tiron and Aomari, which was that last track, If I Had You.
That's another tune with Thundercat on the...
No, I didn't realise it was a double up of Thundercat.
Yes, there's a little appearance by Thundercat on the second one. It's just a good tune.
Certainly is. Is that sort of a kitchen tune?
No, it's more a late night, just winding down tune.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cam told me before we went on air he likes dance music.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's why he listens to Joy.
Who wouldn't? But a good choice of songs today, I will say.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you do wind down, if you've done a double shift,
sure.
What do you do?
Usually music.
Do you drive home or do you walk home?
No, catch a train home. I drive on a Saturday usually just because the traffic's so bad at the time I leave in the morning.
Yep.
But just the train home and then usually some tunes in the headphones on the couch.
And then do you pour yourself a drink and watch some Netflix and eat ramen or what do you do?
Yeah, usually a glass of wine and then off to bed because I'm starting early again.
Yeah, so when do you eat in between service? How do you function like that? Do you just graze? Because you're very live.
Usually a banana.
A banana.
And then wifey cooks me some dinner, so I'll eat something after work.
Ah. Good old wifey. They always come in handy, don't they?
That's pretty she goes good. All right. Does she stay up to wait for you?
No.
It's too hard, isn't it?
Yeah, she's a nurse, so she does big hours too.
Yes. Does she do night shifts or just mostly
Occasionally,
day?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. We have to bring Gracie into the restaurant then.
Yeah.
So what are the hours of a chef? How do you plan your day? Is it...
It's usually... Depends how busy it is. It's usually an 8 to 9 start,
mm-hmm.
And then try and get an hour off in the afternoon, and then through till 10 or 11, depending on how things go.
Wow! Yeah. Wow! Such dedication.
Okay.
Time flies.
Tell us what the best meal was you had this year. We've got to ask.
The best meal. I'm a big fan of a little place called Koh Tu Kwan, which is in Little Saigon in Footscray.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So whereabouts?
So, do you know the precinct of Little Saigon?
Yes, yep.
So, if you walk in through the where the lines are, it's literally just there to your right next to a big old Vietnamese grocery. It's a tiny little hole-in-the-wall place that not too many people know about. Okay. Very authentic Saigon street food.
Well, what's their best dish?
They do a rice paper salad that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'd have to say that's all probably right. My favourite.
It's got to go on the list. And yeah. what about the dish that you're hoping to have next year that you've everyone's been coming and saying, come on, Cam, you've got to go.
It's not open yet, but there's a guy called Peter Gunn who's a Seward Attica who's looking at opening. There's just word on the street that maybe he's going into the old Lee Hook Foo venue on Smith Street.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the old duck, the old Peking duck place.
Semi-permanent now. So there's talk he might be going in there. So we'll see what happens. But that might be interesting for next year.
So that's the gossip of Watch This Space.
And we love that. Now, as a little segue into travelling.
Go for it, Russ.
My favourite topic. I am going to Bangkok and to Chiang Mai next month. So, beautiful. You know, what should I order?
There's a couple of precincts to go to. Siloam is good in the afternoon or for lunch because of all the corporates that come down into the streets and eat. So there's lots of street vendors there. Udom Sok is another place on Sukhum Viet. Om Nut on Sukhum Viet is really good. These are all street food venues. Obviously, David Thompson's restaurant, Nam. There's a couple of young Aussies who run a restaurant called Bolan, which is worth looking at as well. And there's another restaurant called Local by Om Tong, which is run by some Bangkok locals, and that's exceptional Thai food too.
Fantastic.
And
fantastic.
What about Christmas Day lunch? Are you doing lunch
prawns.
Or dinner?
Prawns.
I'm on prawns this
You're on
year.
Prawns on the barbecue in Hampton.
We're in Ashburton for Chrissy Day, but it'll be prawns and a nice green papaya chili and coriander salad, something like that, with once again a Nam Jim sap or something nice and light.
So your entire family must love the fact that you're a chef on Christmas Day.
I don't cook that much, to be honest, but I will on Christmas Day.
Yeah. That's fantastic, though.
Mm.
How did you get into cooking?
I just fell into kitchen handing and worked my way up from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real joy, I think, to find something that you really love doing, and obviously that's what's happened to you.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have a career that I really love and enjoy, and it's not really work. I always get to do something fun, so very fortunate.
And what else should everybody be looking at Brother Ambo for in 2016? What dishes do you think you're going to add or change or keep?
It'll change up seasonally. So as you know, winter comes through, we'll start using things like Brussels sprouts and stuff like that, but we'll always keep it seasonal and changing every month or so.
Yeah.
But generally, the curries will change up, and we'll do some different kind of regional Thai and Vietnamese fare.
And your desserts change regularly, don't they?
Yeah.
Because you've got a Paco Jet in there, haven't you?
I have got a Paco Jet. I'm fortunate enough. Thank you, Nathan.
Yes. Well, if it ever goes missing, it could just be further down the neighbourhood of 3121, because I would love to have a Paco Jet at home.
Okay. So if anyone wants to buy a Paco Jet for Joe, will you please drop it into Joy this afternoon?
Just the lazy six gorillas.
Exactly. Right. So now you're going to ask Russ what a Paco Jet is.
No, I'm too embarrassed to ask.
It's just an amazing little machine. If you want something that is down to a micron in thickness in terms of ice creams and sorbets, this is how you do it.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. I would like that.
So that's two Paco Jets, please, for Richard.
Two Paco Jets, and I think we could probably stop off at Brother Rambo this afternoon and get ourselves an ice cream, couldn't we?
What do you use the Paco Jet for, Cam?
Mostly for curry paste. We make a lot of curry paste there. And then for some of the ice creams, but it's mostly curry paste.
Yeah, so that's actually how you get the depth of flavour to all of your dishes, because you do it in-house.
Yeah, everything's in-house.
Yeah, which is pretty different.
It's the way it's got to be.
Indeed. Now, Mr. Russ, is it time for us to go to a break?
Yes, it is. We've got people who want to be announced.
Let's let them be announced. Go forth and announce.
Here we go.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Dan Churchill from MasterChef. You're listening to Cravings on Joy 94.9.
You are on Cravings, Joy 94.9. It is 2 minutes before the hour, so we're going to be talking about travel in a couple of minutes. But before we do, Cam, thank you so much for being a wonderful guest on Cravings this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
And what have we got planned for Christmas? Bit of a...
Just some downtime with the family.
Yep.
Yeah, as most people do.
Excellent. Yes, and it's been a huge year.
It has. It's been great.
So there's no way that, Bother Amber could have done it, I suppose, without everybody from Melbourne and Richmond pitching in.
Yeah, thank you very much, Melbourne and Richmond, for your support. It's been great. Thank you.
And you're not going to go anywhere to have Melbourne's best curry, are you, Joe?
I can't. I know where to go. It's on my tram route.
Cam, what's the address? Give us the details and the phone number, please.
I don't have the phone number, but we're at on Swan Street, number 63, just next to the Corner Hotel.
If you want wow factor, you want Thai, you want curry. It's the place to go. No. And we were so lucky to have Cam step in today as our special guest. And I feel as though that I'm ready for a Thai dinner tonight. So thank you for coming in today.
Well, we're going to have to first of all do the travel show before we can go and do that, Russ. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I forgot about that. Escape pods next. How
exciting. We've got to get into our gear, a.k.a. Stormtrooper outfits, and jump into the escape pod where we can discuss all things travel. So stay with us on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.